think this is kind of, you know, it's a setting the bar story, but it's one of the more tame setting the bar stories that we've had.
Okay.
It's right out of libraries. Chock full of fun and excitement from the libraries.
What's happening?
If you can manage to make it through the day without setting the world record for library fines, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah. You should return the stuff.
Emily, now listen. To be fair, Emily now holds the record for the Guinness Book of World Record for the largest library book fine ever paid.
Oh, not she paid
ever,
the fine.
Not ever racked up, but ever paid. She paid $345.
Oh, my goodness.
And 14 cents.
How long did she, is it one book or like several?
A fine that was, dates back to April 19th of 1955.
Oh, man.
That's,
oh, so this is like a lost book situation. And so, it was just unearthed, maybe?
Right, exactly. So really, it's not Emily's fault.
Okay, because Emily didn't lose it.
Yeah, she wasn't the one who actually borrowed the book in the first place. She says she's just found it at her house titled Days and Deeds. It's a collection of children's poems there in her mom's house. And then discovered it was due back at the public library in Illinois, April 19th of 1955.
So this is really a feel good because she is helping somebody out, right? By paying the fine. It wasn't her fault. She didn't do it. She didn't.
Yeah, maybe that is a feel good.
This is
maybe
a feel good.
It's not setting the bar.
Yeah, no, we flipped the script on this one. This is a feel good. She paid it forward to whoever lost that book. She's
a
hero.
This is.
We're celebrating her.
47 years after the book was due, $345.14 later.
And probably the person will never know the deed that she did for them.
Now, to be honest, that wasn't the longest book that was ever out.
Oh, okay.
George Washington, I think, holds that title. The first president of the United States.
Oh, I don't think he's going to pay that fine, is he?
He borrowed a book called The Law of Nations from the New York Library, became president, never returned it the rest of his life.
Oh, he got distracted.
So,
got it.
221 years later, the book was finally returned.
Oh, wow. Did they have to pay a fine?
No, they didn't end up paying a fine.
Okay, they waived that.
So, yeah,
that's
waived
nice.
So, anyways,
a feel good. This
all right.
Is not a setting the bar.
All right, we'll call it a feel good.
Yeah.
However, I feel more comfortable in the setting the bar lane.
Okay.
But there is a setting the bar aspect to this.
Sure, like keep track of your library books.
Right.
Know where they are so you can return them on time. No fines. Got it.
That's the setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without setting the world record for library fines, you're doing okay.
But she is a hero.